It's a concept that was proposed to UNESCO. It's a whole night, which is worth emphasizing, 7 p.m. to 7 a.m., which is unusual. Within that night, there is a program of lectures where philosophers in a standard lecture room will talk for 20 minutes to an audience with a very diverse range of subjects, everything from freedom to pluralism and from tolerance to epistemology. Secondly, we have a number of seminars where people will have the opportunity to dialogue with the philosophers. And then we have a lot of art. We have 12 artistic performances at various times during the night of various kinds, dance, music, theater. And we have 12 artistic installations where people will be able to see contemporary art, typically rather conceptual art, because it's a night of philosophy, all through the UNESCO building. And all of this goes on in parallel. So the idea is that a very large number of people can come into a very big building and walk around sampling many different aspects of philosophy for an hour, 2 hours, or the whole night if they wish.
What will be happening at 3 a.m. in the night, do you know? Will you let the deep philosophical thoughts and art take over, or will red wine be flowing?
Well, red wine will certainly be available for purchase. We'll have a cash bar. At 3 a.m., we will have a talk by the British philosopher Barry Smith entitled, How Many Senses Do We Have and How Do We Know? Now, do we have five senses, or is the five a purely arbitrary construct? In parallel with that, in another room, there will be a talk by a philosopher called Ophelia Durand on metaphors. Slightly after 3 a.m., 3:30, we will have a contemporary dance performance using video screens and other technologies to enhance the dancing by a French conceptual artist.
It's very interesting you mentioned the event about what a sense is. Do you personally think that philosophy is the key to the existential crisis? If someone wants to know the meaning of life, who they are, do you think philosophy can answer that?
My personal view is no. The idea that there is a question called the meaning of life to which there is a determinate answer is, I think, a bit misleading. There are many things we have to deal with as humans trying to live our lives, but finding the single determinate answer to its meaning is not one of them. I don't know if you know The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. It's an amusing but rather subtle novel by a British novelist called Douglas Adams. One of the most famous passages in The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy involves the design of a supercomputer to answer the ultimate question of life, the universe, and everything. Those familiar with the book know that the answer to the ultimate question of life, the universe, and everything is 42. A little later in the book, people discover the answer and say, well, what does the answer mean? And the computer that produced the answer then asks them, are you sure you know what the question is? One of the things philosophy can do, I think, is help understand why the question in that form, which is very traditional in many cultures, is actually not an appropriate question.
In this information overloaded society with social media dominating everything, what chance does philosophy really have to get a word in? Do you think we should start off by unplugging our phones?
That would probably be a very good idea. The one thing we definitely need to do is create space, which also means time. And you're right that unplugging can sometimes be a very good idea. One advantage of the all-night event is that it dramatizes that idea that you need specific spaces and specific times to allow philosophy to flourish. Serious thinking about thinking, which is what philosophy is, cannot be done just on the margins of everyday life. You need to create spaces for it.
Lastly, why exactly should the UN be dabbling in philosophy? How useful is it? Because it's an organization all about doing and not just thinking. Do you think these deep philosophical thoughts could really help put food on a refugee's plate?
Yes, potentially. But it's important to keep in mind that the UN system isn't just about doing, it's about thinking too. Even if the only thing philosophy does is clear away the clutter of meaningless questions, of which there are many, that's still an extremely useful function and one that is actually desperately needed to make sense of our world. One of the problems we face, including in putting food on the plates of people in refugee camps, is that we often don't really know what we're trying to achieve, and therefore we never actually even know whether we've achieved it. Because if you don't have a purpose, then there's no way of measuring how well you have achieved it. And one of the things that philosophy reminds us is that purposes are not imposed on us by the world. They have to be chosen by us. And that's not just wishy-washy wisdom. It's a very fundamental political point, which actually determines everything the UN system does.